rattled by the California quakes.
PTSD is a real thing, and we're all suffering from it right now.
Digging into DMV photos.
It's really, really a wild west out there.
American women take home the World Cup.
They're like superheroes to me. I cried like every single goal.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Is the big one next? That's what folks in California wonder after two big earthquakes last week and thousands of aftershocks. CBS's Carter Evans is northeast of L.A.
The shock for residents in and around Ridgecrest still hasn't worn off.
Still nervous. It hasn't settled. Every time the ground starts shaking.
All of these people up here are here for you today.
At a town hall Sunday, local officials tried to reassure the shaken community with the steps they're taking.
PTSD is a real thing. We have teams coming in that will help us with that.
Flavio Montes and his family are so rattled, they've decided to sleep outside of a Red Cross shelter.
We ended up coming out here because my kids wouldn't, every time a little shake would happen, they just started panicking.
His daughter and her friends say it'll be a while before they're ready to return home.
Do you feel safer out here?
Yeah.
I'm Jim Crisul in Ridgecrest, California. Speaking at a town hall meeting, Mayor Peggy Breeden called on the 28,000 people in this earthquake-rattled town to reach out to one another like never before.
Check on your neighbors. Go four houses down on either side and ask, are you okay? Do you need anything?
Most everyone is amazed at the lack of damage and injuries. Following the strongest quake to hit the state in 20 years.
Published reports say FBI and Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials have gone into state driver's license databases using facial recognition technology to analyze millions of photos. Documents indicate at least two states that offer licenses to undocumented immigrants had databases searched. Jake LaPerouque with the Project on Government Oversight says it's not been authorized by federal or state law.
This technology is prone to error. That can be increased if you don't have the right camera angles or if you're using a live video feed. It's also a lot more prone to error for women and people of color.
The White House is promising more transparency at border facilities that have been under fire because of conditions. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Over the weekend, the New York Times reported squalid conditions at a Border Patrol station in Clint, Texas, where it said outbreaks of scabies, shingles, and chickenpox were spreading among the hundreds of children being held in cramped cells. The president yesterday called that report a hoax.
People that came from unbelievable poverty, that had no water, they had no anything, where they came from. Those are people that are very happy with what's going on because, relatively speaking, they're in much better shape right now.
The president said he'd invite journalists to tour the facilities. Some congressional Democrats already have, describing the conditions as dehumanizing. And some of them voted against the $4.6 billion measure that Congress has passed to fund humanitarian aid. They argue the package didn't include enough oversight of the Border Patrol. Steve?
With a 2-0 win over the Netherlands, the U.S. women won soccer's World Cup second straight, fourth overall. CBS's Steve Futterman on hand.
This was the moment.
That's it. U.S. wins their fourth World Cup.
American fans who made the trip here to France were jubilant.
It's my birthday. It's the best birthday gift in the world. Woo!
The U.S. women proved once again their soccer superiority. The star of the American team, Megan Rapinoe, put the U.S. on top on a penalty kick. The call on Fox Sports, she was named the winner of the Golden Ball as the World Cup Most Valuable Player.
We're crazy. That's what makes it special. And we'll do anything to win.
Next up, a ticker tape parade in New York on Wednesday. As for a possible trip to the White House, U.S. coach Jill Ellis not certain about that.
I'm sure you're about to be invited. Then.
Well, I wouldn't bet on that.
Some players have said they will not go. Another subject on the minds of the women players. Equal pay, or at least more equitable pay. Megan Rapinoe says something needs to be done.
I mean, I think everyone is ready for this conversation to move to the next step.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Women's World Cup in Lyon, France.
Prosecutors are set to unveil a new case against a wealthy financier who's faced trouble before. CBS's Mola Lenghi.
Jeffrey Epstein is now reportedly accused of molesting dozens of minors he paid for massages in New York and Florida from 2002 to 2005. The details of his indictment are expected to be unsealed in federal court in the Southern District of New York today. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman says that is not a good sign for Epstein.
They do not go forward with a case
unless they have investigated it from top to bottom, and they are convinced that they will get a conviction.
The well-connected financier has admitted to sex abuse in the past. In 2008, Epstein pleaded guilty in Florida to soliciting and procuring an underage person for prostitution.
The four-star admiral set to become the Navy's top officer next month suddenly won't take on that role. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Admiral William Moran gave no reason for his decision when he abruptly announced Sunday he was requesting to retire. He'd already been vetted for the job as chief of naval operations. The Navy secretary says the decision involved poor judgment regarding a professional relationship.
Iran said today it's begun enriching uranium to 4.5%, breaking the limit set in the 2015 nuclear deal. President Trump warned Iran yesterday it better be careful. In Britain, there's an investigation into leaked official emails that called the Trump administration inept. CBS's Vicky Barker in London.
The strong suspicion on this side of the Atlantic, this was no WikiLeaks-style hack, but an inside job deliberately exposing the British ambassador's private cables, referring to the Trump White House as inept, uniquely dysfunctional, and divided. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt.
I hope we get to the bottom of it. Of course, there'll be very serious consequences if and when we find out who's responsible.
President Trump has said the ambassador hasn't served Britain well. Prime Minister Theresa May says her government's expressed its concern and regret to Washington.
Stevie Wonder is one of pop music's enduring stars. But over the weekend at a concert in London, the 69-year-old entertainer revealed some personal news.
I'm going to have surgery. I'm going to have a kidney transplant.
He says a kidney transplant is planned for September and a donor's been lined up. He says, I'm all good. The government's enlisting a new batch of lawyers to handle the fight over a citizenship question on the 2020 census. The Supreme Court blocked its inclusion, at least temporarily. President Trump has talked about a possible executive order. 50-year-old recordings take us behind the scenes of space history.
Just about everyone's heard this.
That's one small step for man.
But not necessarily this.
Okay, all flight controllers, gonna go for landing.
Researchers at the University of Texas, Dallas have spent 6 years digitizing thousands of hours of Apollo 11 recordings, 30-channel tapes that were recorded on a now obsolete machine. UT Dallas's John Hansen says if you did it a track at a time,
it would take you about 172 years.
Instead, he says they rewired the machine to play back all 30 tracks. You can hear some of those behind-the-scenes recordings at exploreapollo.org. Peter King, CBS News at the Johnson Space Center.
And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.